We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, let's just kind of start with an overview of what's happening in the markets.
I think most of what's happening into the crop markets is outside the markets, and the big thing is China. You know, there's one housing company over there that had a $40 billion note come due this week that they cannot pay. Looks like on Wednesday, China infused some more money into the banking system. They extended the debt time and changed the interest rates on those loans. But China's having financial problems, and they have a weak economy right now. And I think the world's nervous about that. And China, you know, they're a big supplier of products all around the world, and they're a big user of products around the world. And something going on in China has an impact on the market. We saw it on the stock market. We saw it on crop markets. We saw it on just about every market. Source recovery normally at the end of the week when they delayed it. But that's still going to be weighing on people's mind. You look at the Fed, the news out of the Fed, they're trying to decide when to stop doing a large-scale purchase of bonds, when to slow down buying bonds, maybe raise interest rate. I think that's on the mind of the market, and that creates volatility. And, you know, those interest rates, higher interest rates, and then you got input costs, fertilizer costs, some of them have doubled in price. And so that's weighing heavy on the market. So there's a lot going on outside what's going on with corn, beans, and wheat.
Well, what about wheat prices? Are we still seeing declines?
It's slowly wallowing its way down. Now, you look at wheat prices, they've fallen about 30 cents over the last couple of weeks, down around $6.65, which historically is a relatively good price. There's still uncertainty with what Russia's wheat crop's going to be. Those estimates on that are anywhere from 2.6 to almost 2.9 billion bushels. That's a 300 million bushel spread, and every bushel above 2.6 billion is going on the market, going on the export market, impact prices. You got transportation costs and the uncertainty of transportation. That's hitting both wheat, corn, and beans. And then you've got European Union crop, a big crop, relatively low test weight. Both Egypt and China have lowered their quality requirements and buying EU wheat.
How about harvest pressure for the corn and soybean markets?
Well, we've only got 12-15% of the corn crop harvested. It's starting to roll pretty good. Some uncertainty in the production there. I think that's having some pressure on prices as that comes on. And then you've got the prices falling off just a little bit, around $5.05 for the cash market, $5.20 on the futures market. That futures December contract's trading between 5 and 5.40, and it's around 5.20 now.
And how about cotton prices? Are they still holding steady?
Cotton prices, they've fallen from 94 down to 89. I think that's mostly the China situation, maybe some higher production around the world. They're back up to around 91, but we've starting to see a little volatility in that cotton, and I think it's forces outside what's going on with cotton per se.
Quite a bit happening. What specifically should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think producers just need to get mechanical marketing strategies. They can watch price, but remember, nobody can predict what's going on in prices. When you see a 30 cent up or down move in corn or wheat prices or a 50 cent move in bean prices, you can't guess what the market's going to do. So get a mechanical strategy and then stagger in your sales over time.
Okay, sounds great, Kim. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.